Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is a brand new day. Today is the ninth day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful Friday, and we are bringing to you the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, I wonder what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour. Right here on this show, we get to learn here, and we get to share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, your lifetime. Your lifetime. I'm for today is taken from hymn 7, I am thine, O Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 5 to chapter 7. And our memory verse is taken from Psalm 24 verse 6, which says, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Psalm 24 verse 6, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. And our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 6 from chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8. From verse 1 it reads, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time of peace. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, your lifetime. Our manual today reads, a person's lifetime is the period between the person's birth and death. Today's Bible reading says that there are seasons for everything and a time for every purpose under heaven. Everyone is assigned to a purpose here on earth. And after a while, regardless of whether they fulfill the purpose or not, they die. Once you leave the earth, another generation will come to the scene and play their own part according to God's design, like we see in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4. The question is, during this period when you are playing your own part, will you make a mark in the sands of time? Will you fulfill your destiny or just pursue mundane things? David followed after God so much that he called him a man after my own heart, like we see in Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Little wonder he lived such an impactful life and is still regarded as Israel's greatest king up till today. Another fellow, Methuselah, was only known for his days of birth and death. He was the oldest man recorded in the Bible, and apart from the fact that he had sons and daughters, nothing else was written about him, like we see in Genesis chapter 5 from verse 25 to 27. Enoch, on the other hand, walked with God, and this made his lifetime count, like we see in Genesis chapter 5 verse 24. When a fellow walks with God and does his will, like Enoch and David did, the person's lifetime will count. The impact of that fellow will be felt long after he or she has crossed over to eternity. God seeks a generation of people who will fear, love, and follow him wholeheartedly. David called this generation the generation that seeks God's face, like you see in Psalm 24, verse 6. When I was younger, people had shops with small peepholes that could only accommodate a person's hand. If someone wanted to buy something, the shop owner would stretch his or her hand through the peephole to collect the person's money and pass the goods out. After such, the fellow would leave. However, if the fellow insists on seeing the shop owner, the shop owner would open the door so they can meet face to face. Beloved, God wants you to seek his face, not just his blessings. If you want your life to matter, don't focus on the things that you can get from him. Seek his face so you can have access to him. Don't only ask God for material things. Ask him to show you his face, so that when the world looks at you, they will see his glory, like we see in Exodus chapter 34, from verse 28 to 35. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, seek God's face and live according to his will, so your life can make an impact in the world. Seek God's face according to his will, so that your life can make an impact in the world. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.